Yo, 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 what's poppin', people? So, I haven't really done a podcast in a very long time, and I'm literally sitting around my dining table area just thinking, you know what, I think I might do one as I used to do them, and I used to, like, just talk freely, and I feel like I just haven't really been able to get around to doing such things for a while, and I don't know why. So here we are today on the 26th of December going into 2022. Firstly, how is everybody? How is everyone doing? What has the year of 2021 brought you? What have the past 2 years brought you? And what are you looking for in 2022? Those are the questions I have for you. For me, you know, I think in my last podcast, I kind of mentioned to you guys that it's been very difficult, very much a struggle for various reasons. You know, I did mention about the passing of my dad, which was, you know, gonna be 2 years from now, which is insane. And then obviously just in general, daily life, you know, trying to find who I am, trying to figure out what is next for me. You know, I'm always trying to figure out what is next for me, but there are times when I'm just like, you know what, me can't do it anymore. No, but like, for real, you know, I think that's kind of been my 2 years. And then I've been in a relationship as well for the past 2 years, and that was an interesting experience, but like, it was a lot of the time up and down. But then I've also had some phenomenal, amazing experience with that person. So it's just one of those things where you just try and like calculate everything as a whole. To me, I feel kind of like new in a sense, reborn, but I'm scared. Like, you know, like a newborn who's just discovered to walk, but is unsure probably that they've just walked and they don't even know the meaning of it because they've just done it. Like, that's kind of how I feel. You know, I'm out of a relationship, I'm single, I am in a job that I've been promoted in now for like, well, since August of this year. So for me, it's still new. It being December anyway, it still feels new because every day in this job anyway, it feels like I'm always learning something different. I'm always experiencing something different. And like I said, now being like first line of manager, you know, from being a support worker to first line manager, I guess, you know, everything is much more structured and much more detailed, and there's so much more kind of responsibilities that are within me. I'm kind of like, as I say, the sandwich. You got your two breads, you got your ham, and you got the cheese in the middle. I am literally the cheese in the middle that covers the back and the front. And so it's just trying to really make sense of it all, you know. So like I said, I'm single, I've got this new responsibility in my job, you know, but then at the same time, guys, at the same time, you know, you gotta remember, I am a creative, you know, I am a creative. And there are times when I actually have to like remind myself and tell myself, like, yo, P, you make music, you know, you make music, you dance, you know, you entertain. This is in your blood. This is something that you've spent years investing your energy and time in. Blood, sweat, pure tears, pure stress, you name it, I've experienced it within this entertainment world. Even if people around me that love me, you know, have been within that journey, they would never know internally how I have felt within that industry or what I've experienced by myself within this industry. This is something that one man, it's a one man show, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I think being at this age now that I'm at, which is 26, it's kind of like, oh, and I'm sure, guys, tell me if you experienced this, like, obviously being, I guess being 26, we all have that mindset of like, oh my god, like I'm like 3 to 4 years away from being 30 or whatever. Like, we all go through these weird stages. I mean, maybe not all, and if you're not, then that's like inspiring to me, because clearly, you know, in a sense, like where you're going, or you have this drive, which is really good. But for me, like, I feel like I know what I want to do. I have this particular drive that I would like to go for, but it's just like trying to not think that it will not happen. I think that's the worst part about me. It's like, and I think I've always been that way. Like, I've always been driven, I've always been dedicated, but then I always tell myself, oh my god, is this actually gonna happen? Like, am I actually wasting my time? And I don't know. I actually don't know why I've always thought that when I am a talented person, when it's evident, you know? So I don't really know why I've always held myself back, which is probably why I'm here today. But as people say, I'm trying to find my remote, but anyway, as people go, my TV is really loud, but as people say, as people say, you know, you just got to get on with it, and you just got to believe in yourself. I guess it all takes time. Like, you know, I always say that our lives are planned, even when we don't feel like it is. I feel like our lives are planned in some sense. We have control over it, but we have a journey, and that journey is our life plan, you know? And I feel like, for me, everything that I've gone through, I've obviously had to go through this experience. I've obviously had to feel and be and do all of the above that I've done to be in this position right now speaking to you. So for me, I'm just trying to embark on that and trying to like learn, you know, trying to like learn, I guess, everything that I have learned and I'm currently learning. And like I said, just trying to make sense of that for myself. But yeah, like, oh God, guys, like, I could just go on and on and on. I currently am seeing a counsellor. I would happily share that with you guys. Yeah, I currently am seeing a counsellor at the moment, which is super, super exciting for me and super cool. I have been back and forth with it because I was unsure about it. And, you know, I'm a Black Caribbean young man, and most families are kind of like, why do you need to go to that? Because you don't need to. For my Caribbeans, you kind of know what I mean. But I kind of like went about it myself and was just like, you know what? No, I'm going. I'm going to do it. I'm going to, like, you know, get the help that I need and speak to someone, a stranger that will understand me generally. And that's been happening, which is really, really nice. But yeah, so I don't know, guys. Oh, sorry. I'm watching a scary movie. I can't find my remote, so I can't be bothered to get up. And so I hope this isn't too loud. I hope the back music isn't. And I apologize if it is. I promise you, it will not be like this next time. But yeah, but yeah. So like I was saying, I don't know. Moving into the year 2022, like I said, I think for me, being in the position that I am in, I think it's more about now really trying to refine myself in some sense. You know, I think I've been spending every day thinking this. You know, and that's the craziest thing, that people, my family, friends, they just don't get. Oh no, like, you know, I mean, maybe because of who I am and my character sometimes, I think a lot of people like overlook that and think he is not thinking of anything except for him, you know, or he's just being extremely confident. And that is not it. Like, I'm probably like, if I was a star sign right now, I probably would be, oh, maybe I shouldn't go down this route, but I will. If I was a star sign, which is the saddest, like, not saddest, but like the most emotional, I think it would be a Cancer. Some Cancers, yeah, I find Cancers to be quite emotional, but for good reasons. Do you know what I mean? If anything, it's good because they release a lot of things like emotionally to themselves often. I would say I'm like a Cancer in my head. Do you know what I mean? In my head, because I tend to be emotional often, but people tend to not accept that or view that and really see that. They only see the outside of the skin rather than the inside. And so for me, I'm definitely a Cancer every day in my thoughts, constantly thinking, constantly being like, what the fuck is actually happening for my existence? Like, please, universe, lords, ancestors, higher power, other planets, aliens, tell me Wagwan, please, because I need it to make sense. But here's the thing. Like I said, it's not like I'm a stranger to not knowing the things that I want to do. It's about just being, I guess the magic word, committed, and the other word, dedicated. But at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to go to that theory of feeling like I'm wasting my time. But then one would say, how would you know if you wasted your time if you haven't done it? And that's what I need to think about. That is what I need to think about. But anyway, I think moving into 2022, I am looking to invest in loads of different things. You know, I think, do you know what? This year, I would definitely say, due to just life and the pandemic and everything else that has kind of come our way, you know, I feel like I've like spent a lot of time investing in things in general, like, you know, like the stock market, the currency market, NFTs, you know, learning about those things, because I think they're vital and I think they're going to play a huge part in the near future. But I also think for me, it's more about like learning something else that I haven't actually, I don't know, I would never have pictured myself wanting to learn about the Forex market or the stock market, anything. Like, if I was to go back a few years now, I would never have imagined myself to even care about these things, you know what I mean? But I think because of circumstances, I've allowed myself the space to actually be like, okay, you know, like, this is it, you know, this is what I'm going to spend my time doing. And I will say it's been the most important thing that I've probably ever done. If I'm very honest, I feel like it's life-saving. I still have a lot to learn and I still have a long way to go. But I will most certainly say that this will be life-changing for me down the road. I just got to give it time and I got to give it commitment and I got to give it dedication. Literally, that's literally it when it comes to that, you know. So I'm going to continue that throughout 2022 and just only pray to God and the universe that it leads me to a path of fulfillment, you know. Fulfillment and some kind of happiness as well. Because investing is important, people. Investing is important. And then obviously there are like a few little businesses and things that I want to like do of my own. I won't speak of it too much yet. I think I'll give it some time. But I am looking to start certain businesses, independent businesses, very small businesses for myself, and then see where that takes me. I think I just got to plan that right. And I think I'm being lazy with the planning, which is why I feel so low about things. But I think I need to actually break down like everything that I want to achieve small within that sector of business before I escalate, basically. So that's kind of something that I know I need to like figure out. I am not rich. I repeat, I am not rich. So I have to figure out how I'm going to actually invest in these things too. So that's another thing that I know, you know, is kind of like holding me back. But I know I have to tell myself, actually, no, I can't allow that to happen. The money will come in when it comes in. I just got to put in order to see things come in, you know. So that's kind of the route that I'm kind of going about in regards to the businesses. And like I said, with music, guys, like I have taken a big pause. I mean, it's evident, you know, so much has gone on throughout the past 2 years that I haven't even focused my mind on a lyric, you know, which is quite sad because everybody knows myself to be somebody that is constantly, you know, doing something creative or being in the entertainment industry, you know, and just making something happen. But I haven't made that happen for a while. So now I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's time to actually, you know, really take this seriously. Well, not so much take it seriously, because like, I will say there's been a slight change of heart with certain things, but I would definitely say that it hasn't stopped me from not wanting to try and do, you know, some things within the entertainment world. So I am recording again, which is exciting news. Whoop, whoop. Clap, clap, clap it up. Yep. I am making music again. But, you know, I'm just going to take my time with it. You know, I'm not looking for any big time break. If it comes my way, then obviously that's lovely. That'll be lovely for anybody. But I'm just doing this for the fun of it because I generally love music. It's generally been in my blood. So why would I not carry on doing something that I've spent my whole life nearly doing? And then obviously on the side of that, I'll be handling my business. Obviously still working in my job that I can't really work in, which is, like I said, a team leader, lineup manager, whatever you want to call it. That is what I'm doing. And I am passionate about that, but I know my heart doesn't sit within that. Maybe if I owned something in that sector, then it could be a different story. But who says that's not on the plan? Soon come one day. But in terms of what I actually do, I know that my heart doesn't fully sit within it. So I know I can just do something like that for now, earn my income, give as much as I can, and eventually come out of it. But yeah, like I said, you know, with the music, you know, I'm working on some shit, and let's just hope that it does well. You know, as long as it makes me happy, then I'm sure it will make a few other humans. There's too many humans on this earth, so I'm sure it'll make someone happy. So yeah, so that's that. And then I just guess we gotta keep it moving. Like I said, next year is just about diving in into myself, and it's more focused around family and just making everyone, you know, I guess, you know, within the family that I live with, like here, just be on the right path in some sense. But yeah, like I said, the goal is just to focus on moi, focus on what needs to be done, and just pray constantly, and just give thanks and be grateful. All those manifestation things I'll be doing on a daily, I've been doing them, You know, but I think I need to push that more for next year, you know, because like I said, I'm aging, unlike everybody else, like out of my siblings. Like, I'm only at 30 isn't bad, man. I'm making it out, it's so bad. I'm sorry for those that are, I'm not offending, it's just scary. You've been at my stage, some of you probably, when you're 26, you're like, oh my god. Do you know what I mean? But that was like me when I was like, what, 15, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be 20, you know. I was like, oh my god, the world. But it was lit, it was okay, you know what I mean. but yeah, I think it's just because I am aging. There is an age, you know, to life. You do contemplate certain things, but like people say, it's never too late to do anything. It's ridiculous I'm thinking this way. I think I need to get out of my way, because that's what's maybe blocking my blessings, by thinking this way. So yeah, but yeah, this is it. This is where I'm at. I thought I'll come on here and give you guys a good little chat. I am looking to do more of these lovely podcasts, because I actually love doing podcasts. And for me, this is also therapy on a next level, because I get to be open. I get to be honest. I get to be brutal. I get to be all sorts of cool, amazing, crazy things with you guys. And obviously you guys will share with me your stories and share with me your thoughts. And you tell me what you want as well from me, because that will be also very interesting too. But yeah. That's it, guys. That's honestly it. Just keep pushing, guys. You know, for me, I don't actually have a bucket list or a, like, what you call it, a 2020 bucket list, is it called, or wish list? I don't. I think it's more about knowing that I have things I want to do in my heart, and I just got to go with it in 2022. Just go with it. Do you know what I mean? No matter how stressful things get, no matter what happens, you know, just try and stay uplifted, stay positive, pray for everybody, and just keep it moving. Literally, it honestly is all sometimes we can do as humans, like, for real. Because we do not know what's... I know there's more after this life, but we just don't know what it is, because we just haven't experienced it. But I know whilst I'm here, I gotta make something happen, you know. And keep your health, guys. Health is vital, so please look after that to the most fullest important. Like, honestly, look after your health, you know, because you're in control of your body, you're in control of what you eat, what you drink. All those things really play a very vital, important part of your life. And you'll be so surprised, like, how well you do, generally how well you do, even if you're not as active, but how you feel will be absolutely out of this world when you are looking after your health and doing the right thing. And I mean that, because I'm like a scale. I'm up and down. 1 minute my health is great, then the next is like meh, then I need to exercise, or meh. It's like, but then, like, every time I get to that peak of like, oh, I'm exercising, I feel good, and like my body's looking good, feeling good, and I feel good in it, in and outside, like, I then deflate, you know. And I just think it's important to always try and just keep yourself up and try to not overthink that too much, because we tend to overthink it as well sometimes. Like, how am I looking? How do I feel? Da, 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 da. All these things you start questioning and querying about. But I just say, don't waste your time doing that, because by doing it, you're just stopping. You know what I mean? You're just stopping everything. Just do it. Just do it. You know, and if you need a break, fine, but be smart with the break. Do you understand? And come straight back to it. Don't waste too much time. Don't waste too much time. But yeah. Sorry, I felt very passionate about that, because, like I said, health has also been a very important thing within my family and myself for the past 2 damn years, y'all. Seriously, so much to go through, so much to say, but we will get in there in the future podcasts. But yeah, anyway, guys, I'm gonna love and leave you. Enjoy your Boxing Day, and I really hope you guys had a really lovely Christmas. And yeah, big up to you. If I do not come back before the new year, happy big new year. May there be blessings, much success, very good health, and yeah, greatness for 2022 onwards. All right, so yeah, have a good evening. Bye.